News and Views.
Religious. Stefan Hensel, Germany's only Jewish anti-Semitism commissioner, has announced his resignation, effective at the end of 2025. The role involves documenting anti-Semitic incidents and serving as a contact point for the Jewish community. Hensel said he has experienced a massive wave of hatred and now needs personal security at public events. He also mentioned that many Jews in Hamburg are discussing emigration. Sweden has become one of the most complex and challenging places for Jews in Europe, with violence and protests against the Jewish community occurring well before October 7, 2023. Anti-Semitism has been ingrained in the government, as recently discovered. Roughly $100 million in public funds, designated for education, welfare services, and childcare, was diverted to networks tied to radical Islamic actors. Bridges for Peace, December 13, 2025.
A Lithuanian court convicted the leader of one of the coalition government parties for making anti-Semitic comments and fined him 5,000 euros, about $5,800. The district court in Vilnius, the capital, found that Remigijus Žemaitaitis incited hatred against Jews, grossly downplayed Nazi Germany's crimes, and minimized the Holocaust in an offensive and insulting way. The case involves social media posts and public statements from May and June 2023. Associated Press, December 5, 2025.
2,000 Christians gathered in India to urge the government to protect religious freedoms as violence and legalized discrimination rise in the world's most populous country. They highlighted a 500% increase in targeted attacks against Christians from 2014 to 2024, according to the religious persecution watchdog CSW. More than 830 attacks against Christians were recorded in 2024, based on a report from the United Christian Forum, UCF, which shows an increase from 139 cases in 2014. Biblical Recorder, December 5, 2025.
Queen's University of Belfast, QUB, claims that the religious education taught in schools is not suitable for Northern Ireland's increasingly diverse society. The research was conducted before the UK Supreme Court recently ruled that the Christian-focused religious education was unlawful. The court stated that religion was not taught in an objective, critical, and pluralistic manner. However, the judgment noted that Christianity is the most important religion in Northern Ireland, and it would still constitute a significant part of the curriculum. BBE, December 4, 2025.
Oppressive governments not only violate freedom of religion by imprisoning followers of disliked religions, but also subject them to harassment and even torture during their detention, reports the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. The fact sheet provides specific examples of the mistreatment of prisoners. In Eritrea, Iran, Nicaragua, Saudi Arabia, and Turkmenistan, Christian prisoners at Mysurwa are singled out for mistreatment based on their religion, the fact sheet reports. Former inmates report prison guards using torture to try to force Christians to renounce their faith. One recounts being pressured to sign a document saying she would neither preach, praise, sing, nor spread the gospel, the fact sheet states. Baptist Standard, December 6, 2025.
Social. LinkedIn estimates that 1 in 5 Americans holds a job that did not exist in 2000. Many of these new titles are not exactly self-explanatory. Knowledge architects don't draw blueprints. Conversation designers don't facilitate dialogues between people, and orchestration engineers don't work with musical instruments. All of these jobs involve working with artificial intelligence models. Yet most of the time, people feel frustrated when trying to explain their work. Some of this disconnect comes from generational gaps. but the difficulty in articulating jobs and understanding others' work highlights a larger shift. Jobs are becoming more specialized, and the results of work more abstract. Wall Street Journal, December 10, 2025.
Personal flight is finally becoming viable. The urban mobility market is projected to reach $1 trillion by 2040. Driven by the rise of electric vertical takeoff and landing, EVTOL aircraft, the FAA's new Mosaic rule creates a clear path for personal EVTOL certification, opening a $100 billion plus market for everyday personal aircraft. Derony Press Release, December 2025.
Some newly mated ant queens sneak into other ant colonies and spray their queens with a liquid that drives workers into a murderous frenzy, researchers report. After the workers do the parasitic queen's dirty work, she can take over the colony and start laying her own eggs. This is, to our knowledge, the first case where a third party benefits from matricide, says Keizo Takasuka, a behavioral ecologist and entomologist at Kyushu University in Fukuoka, Japan. Current Biology, December 2025.
88-year-old veteran Ed Barnabas, who works full-time at a Michigan grocery store, has become the focus of a social media movement to help him retire, with over $1.2 million raised through GoFundMe. Barnabas retired from General Motors in 1999, but lost his pension when the company filed for bankruptcy in 2012. His wife fell ill, and he became her caregiver, racking up mounting medical bills. After selling most of his property and his wife's death, Barnabas now travels the world to help those in need, as stated on his page. An Australian blogger shared Barnabas' story to raise money for his retirement. He plans to surprise Barnabas with the total funds raised. Channel 5, Chicago, December 5, 2025.
As baby boomers reach their peak retirement age, trillions of dollars in wealth are expected to transfer over the next 5 years, a phenomenon called the Great Wealth Transfer. Affluent boomers are starting to pass assets to their children, grandchildren, and other beneficiaries. According to consulting firm Cerulli Associates, millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996, are expected to inherit the largest share in the next 25 years. Globally, Altrada's World Ultra Wealth Report 2025 found that the ultra-high net worth population will grow by more than 30% in the next 5 years. Wall Street Journal, December 8, 2025.
The University of California, San Diego, ranks sixth among public universities in the nation, according to U.S. News & World Report. Over the past 5 years, the university has experienced a significant decline in the academic readiness of its incoming first-year students, particularly in mathematics, writing, and language skills, according to a new analysis by its Joint Faculty Administration Committee. 1 in 8 freshmen has math skills below high school level, marking a 30-fold increase since 2020. 1 in 12 students has math skills below middle school level. However, the average high school math GPA for students enrolled in a remedial course at the university was an A-. This indicates widespread grade inflation in high schools, further exacerbated by the UC Board of Regents' 2020 decision to stop requiring the SAT for admission in response to the state's ban on selective testing to promote equal opportunity. Wall Street Journal, November 25, 2025.
Australia's nationwide ban on social media use for children under 16 makes it the first country to outright prohibit underage users from major platforms. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, and X face fines of up to $33 million for serious or repeated violations. The law holds companies responsible rather than families, requiring platforms to show they have taken reasonable steps, such as age verification and removing suspected underage accounts. 1440 News Service, December 9, 2025.
Political. Anthropic announced that Chinese hackers used its artificial intelligence technology in what the company considers the first cyber espionage operation largely driven by AI. It said that the cyber criminals employed its popular chatbot, Claude, to target around 30 technology firms, financial institutions, chemical manufacturers, and government agencies. The hackers used the AI platform to gather usernames and passwords from the company's databases, which they then exploited to steal private data, although only a small number of these attacks succeeded. We believe this is the first documented case of a large-scale cyber attack executed without substantial human intervention, Anthropic stated. CBS News, November 15, 2025.
The U.S. started tracking federal workers in 1939, when the workforce was about 1 million. The total reached a peak of 3.4 million in 1990 and dropped to a recent low of 2.7 million in 2014. In 2020, the most recent published figure, it rose to 3 million. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 2025.
Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, and one of her close aides were sentenced to death for their roles in cracking down on a student uprising that killed hundreds and contributed to the fall of her 15-year rule. The International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka, the capital, sentenced Hasina and former Home Minister Asadzuzaman Khan for their involvement in using lethal force against protesters. Hasina and Khan, who fled to India last year, were sentenced in absentia. India has so far refused to extradite them, making it unlikely they will ever face execution or imprisonment. Associated Press, November 17, 2025.
Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at an annual summit. He agreed to diversify bilateral economic ties amid U.S. pressure on India to revise its decades-old partnership with Russia. The 23rd Russia-India summit comes at a critical moment as the U.S. pushes for a peace deal in Ukraine while seeking global cooperation. It will test New Delhi's efforts to balance relations with Moscow and Washington as the nearly four-year war in Ukraine continues. After the talks, Putin and Modi announced that India and Russia have finalized an economic cooperation plan through 2030, aimed at diversifying bilateral trade and increasing annual trade to $100 billion by 2030. They also highlighted strong energy ties. Associated Press, December 5, 2025.
Newly discovered materials from Pompeii confirm how the Romans made concrete to build durable structures. Architect Vitruvius described the Roman building process nearly 2,100 years ago in De Architectura, the first known book on architectural theory, suggesting they mixed a water-lime paste with other ingredients to create concrete. However, a 2023 study challenged this idea. Researcher Admir Masek analyzed samples of a roughly 2,500-year-old city wall in Priverno, Italy, and found Romans using a hot mixing process, first combining dry ingredients, including lime fragments and volcanic ash, then adding water. The process released heat, which helped lime pieces expand and fill gaps as cracks formed. Now, analysis of a recently discovered site in Pompeii confirms Masek's theory using additional samples and a dry raw materials pile. MIT News, December 9, 2025.
Financial. China is now the second largest economy and the top exporter in the world. A basic principle of economics is that when two individuals or countries trade, both benefit. After World War II, the U.S. was the biggest exporter and economy, and as it grew, it imported more, helping its trading partners. As their economies expanded, they bought more of what the U.S. produced. Increasing trade allowed everyone to specialize, which led to more competition, innovation, and choices, along with lower costs. But China's approach is quite different. It has never believed in balanced trade or comparative advantage. Even while importing essential technology from the West, its long-term goal has always been self-sufficiency. Wall Street Journal, December 5, 2025.
Saudi Arabia's finances are becoming more vulnerable. Its 2025 budget deficit is projected to more than double to 5.3% of gross domestic product, the highest level since 2020, when it surged during the pandemic. The kingdom still has hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign reserves, capacity to borrow more, and an economy expected to grow at a relatively strong pace of 4%, according to the International Monetary Fund. However, a weak oil price, its primary revenue source, isn't helping. Wall Street Journal, December 6, 2025.
China's Ministry of Natural Resources confirmed the discovery of the Dadanju deposit, the largest single gold find reported in the country since the founding of the People's Republic in 1949. Officially, the site contains an estimated 2.586 million tons of ore, totaling about 1,444 tons of gold. At current prices, that gold is worth more than 166 billion euros or $192.4 billion. Associated Press, November 20, 2025.
Sports betting tax revenues have increased in recent years as more states join in. The total of state sales tax revenue from sports betting across the country rose 382% from $190 million in the third quarter of 2021, when the data collecting began, to $917 million in the second quarter of 2025, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's quarterly summary of state and local tax revenue, QTAX. Sports betting became legal in May 2018 when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, U.S. Census Bureau, December 9, 2025.
What will the United States do with all the pennies after the sudden announcement that the country is no longer participating in the penny game and will stop minting them immediately? There is no plan. The U.S. Mint estimates that there are 300 billion pennies in circulation, which, if true, means the Milky Way galaxy has about three times more American pennies than stars. The Atlantic, November 22, 2025.
Historically, homeownership has been a key part of the American dream. Today, about 65% of American households own a home, and roughly 5% own more than one. Homeowners view these homes not just as places to live, but also as a way to build significant wealth. Real estate makes up about half of the typical American homeowner's household net worth. 1440 News Service, November 22, 2025.
Israel and the Middle East. The UN resolution supporting the U.S. peace plan raises several concerns for Israel, the most troubling being language regarding Palestinian statehood. Prime Minister Netanyahu has repeatedly stated that there will be no Palestinian state, and recent polls show that 75 to 85% of Israelis agree. Israel has also firmly declared that it will not accept Turkish troops as part of the ISF. Prime Minister Netanyahu has expressed support for the UN resolution, but Israel has not abandoned its goal of disarming Hamas. It remains uncertain whether that will happen as a result of President Trump's peace plan. Bridges for Peace, November 21, 2025.
Israel's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, announced that a planning committee of Israel's defense ministry has approved the construction of 764 new homes in three communities in Judea and Samaria, calling the decision a clear strategic move. Most of the international community considers any building done by Israel in this area to be illegal. Bridges for Peace, December 13, 2025.
An unnamed report broadcast by the Khan public broadcaster claimed that Hamas has been collecting weapons in recent weeks and storing them in unspecified African countries, Yemen, and other nations. Hamas is keeping them there with plans to move them to strategic locations, including, but not limited to, the Gaza Strip at a later date. Times of Israel, November 17, 2025.
Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to stand firm against Hamas's refusal to lay down their weapons and against pressure from some world governments to establish a Palestinian state. The Prime Minister reiterated his unwavering opposition to a Palestinian state and his firm stance that Hamas will be disarmed, quote, either the easy way or the hard way. He faces growing isolation on the global stage as New York City's mayor-elect and several other leaders have vowed to enforce the International Criminal Court warrant for his arrest if he travels to their locations. Bridges for Peace, November 21, 2025.
The Shin Bet, Israeli Internal Security, IDF, and police dismantled a major Hamas terror cell in the Bethlehem area, just 9 kilometers or 5.5 miles from Jerusalem. About 40 Hamas operatives were arrested, and weapons, including M16 rifles, were seized. In a joint statement, security agencies said, the dismantling of this infrastructure prevented major terror attacks and potential loss of civilian and military lives. Bridges for Peace, November 21, 2025.